The following is a Network News Wire audio production via our Audio Press Release Solutions suite. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, Network News Wire uses its network of more than 5,000 key distribution outlets, as well as other corporate communications tools, to introduce private and public companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Our reputation for highly efficient communication strategies is based on the experience and relationships our team has in the space. It is Network News Wire's unwavering commitment to connect the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following audio press release may feature a client of Network News Wire. Network News Wire may have been compensated for the production of this audio production. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure.
Welcome to Network News Wire editorial coverage titled Coffee Brands See Stellar Growth in Amazon Sales. Amazon's food and beverage category has posted $4.75 billion in sales thus far in 2018 and is the online retailer's fastest growing segment. Amazon's food and beverage category is the online retailer's fastest growing segment. Coffee is the most popular subset of the company's category. Youngevity International is one of the savvy companies seizing the opportunity to establish itself as a leader in the space. A growing number of companies are working to stake their claim in the online giant's coffee marketplace for good reason. Coffee is the most popular subset of Amazon's food and beverage category. Youngevity International Incorporated, YGYI on NASDAQ, a leading omnidirect lifestyle company with emerging holdings in the coffee industry, announced recently that it would be getting in on the action with its wholly owned coffee manufacturing subsidiary, CLR Roasters. Starbucks Corporation, NASDAQ ticker symbol SBUX, Keurig Dr. Pepper Incorporated, KDP on New York Stock Exchange, and Nestle, ticker symbol NSRGY, were the top three sellers of coffee on Amazon in 2018, with year-to-date sales totaling more than $16.8 million, $12.6 million, and $11.2 million, respectively. The J.M. Smucker Company, SJM on New York Stock Exchange, has also been focusing on increasing its presence in the premium and single-serve coffee space. On the rise. The price of coffee futures overall has been steadily on the rise over the last few years, and Amazon has taken advantage of the promising trend. Analysts predict that the company's share of the online U.S. food and beverage market will reach 31.8% in 2018. And the news gets better for the innovative organization. Online grocery sales are expected to reach $100 billion by 2025, with Amazon's market share of the industry only expected to grow. Coffee sales will be a significant part of that growth. According to Edge Market Share, coffee sales on Amazon have totaled more than $140 million so far this year, and with the trend consistently moving up, the numbers for companies selling on the site are likely to increase as well. Seizing the opportunity. Youngevity International Incorporated, NASDAQ ticker symbol YGYI, is one of the savvy companies seizing the opportunity to establish itself as a leader in this growth. Earlier this month, the company announced that its CLR Roasters brand had accepted an invitation to sell its Café La Rica Espresso and Josie's Java House single-serve coffee on Amazon's Vendor Central. According to the agreement, CLR Roasters will provide the coffee brands, while Amazon handles the logistics of sales, order fulfillment, and customer support. Along with the Amazon Vendor Central agreement, Youngevity announced a partnership with Digital Operative, an award-winning San Diego-based full-service digital agency, to assist in the brand's expansion. Quote, "We are excited that two of our company-owned brands are gaining national distribution on Amazon. We believe the team at Digital Operative will have a significant impact on the growth of Café La Rica and Josie's Java House nationally," end quote, said Dave Brisky, president and CFO of Youngevity. Digital Operative prides itself on working with innovative, unique brands that have a focus on growth, said BJ Cook, founder and CEO of Digital Operative. Quote, "CLR Roasters brands perfectly fit that mold. With the Amazon Vendor Central agreement in place, Digital Operative is excited to help both brands seek to become household names nationally," end quote. a full-sized coffee roaster. Established in 2001, Youngevity's Coffee Manufacturing Division, CLR Roasters, is a full-sized coffee roaster that produces gourmet coffees under its own boutique brands, including Café La Rica, Josie's Java House, and Javalution. The division also manufactures a variety of private labels for major national chains, as well as for Youngevity's direct selling channel. In addition, the company is one of North America's largest suppliers to the cruise line industry. CLR has been a pioneer in coffee innovation, being the first entrant into the fortified coffee niche with its Youngevity JavaFit brand. And in May 2014, CLR acquired a coffee plantation and processing facility in Nicaragua, allowing the entity to control coffee production and quality from field to cup. Recipe for success. With a recently executed 5-year contract in place, Youngevity is slated to sell and process more than 41 million pounds of green, high-grown, washed Nicaraguan conventional coffees per year. Based on recent coffee future prices, that production should add an estimated $250 million to the company's numbers from 2019 through 2023. Extensive regional work by the company's wholly owned Siles Family Plantation Group was instrumental in securing this significant contract, and Youngevity's partnership with Elaine Hernandez of H&H Export Group bodes well for the company's further expansion in Nicaragua. CLR Roasters' roasting operation roasts around 25,000 to 28,000 pounds per day, totaling 10 million pounds per year, with an annual grinding capacity of approximately 15 million pounds. The company's field-to-cup strategy provides control over the process every step of the way, allowing Youngevity to consistently meet the industry's high standards. This same strategy means that CLR Roasters can work directly with its customers to develop unique, customized blends. The company offers its customers a variety of packaging options to meet every consumer's needs. From 2-ounce fractional packs and 5-pound bags to single-serve K-cups of customized blends, which it can produce at the rate of 220 per minute, the company's production facility provides both versatility and speed. In addition to the impressive operational scale of its facility, CLR Roasters prides itself on the retention of boutique roasting methodologies, including visual, touch, and smell-based analysis by in-house roasting veterans. A growing sector. Amazon's grocery sector in many ways remains the Wild West of online retail, with near unlimited potential and opportunity for growth. Edge Market Share reported that in 2017, Amazon owned an 18% share of the U.S. online grocery market. In 2018, that number has already jumped by more than 30%, with a particular focus on the online coffee space. Youngevity isn't the only company eyeing the promising potential online coffee sales provides. Starbucks Corporation, SBUX on NASDAQ, claimed 12% share of Amazon's total first-party coffee sales. The company's sales for key coffee items nearly tripled in size since last year, putting it in the top spot in the category in 2018. A premier roaster and retailer of specialty coffee worldwide, Starbucks is also exploring other avenues of delivering its coffee to consumers. The company recently announced that by early next year, nearly a quarter of its more than 8,000 company-operated U.S. stores will offer Starbucks delivers via Uber Eats. Earlier this year, Keurig Green Mountain and Dr. Pepper Snapple Group announced a merger, creating the 7th largest company in the U.S. food and beverage section and the 3rd largest beverage company in North America. The resulting company, Keurig Dr. Pepper Incorporated, KDP on New York Stock Exchange, produces the Green Mountain coffee brand, which garnered 9% of Amazon's burgeoning online coffee sales. In addition to online coffee sales, the company markets the top single-serve coffee brewing system in the country. Nestle, ticker symbol NSRGY, produces the Nespresso brand, which ranked 3rd on Amazon's list with 8% of the online retailer's sales. Nestle works with more than 75,000 farmers in 12 countries through its AAA Sustainable Quality Program to embed sustainability practices on farms and the surrounding landscapes. Launched in 2003 in collaboration with the Rainforest Alliance, the program helps to improve the yield and quality of harvests, ensuring a sustainable supply of high-quality coffee and improving livelihoods of farmers and their communities. J.M. Smucker Company, SJM, on New York Stock Exchange, has been working on increasing its presence in the premium and single-serve coffee space. Earlier this year, the company unveiled one of its most significant coffee growth initiatives to date, a new line of premium coffees designed to strengthen its position in the fastest-growing market segments and serve as a broad platform for future growth and innovation. The new line, 1850, draws on the rich heritage of the Folger Coffee Company, which was founded during the 1850s gold rush in California. The company hopes the line of coffee will appeal not only to traditional Folgers drinkers, but to a younger generation of consumers that generally prefers richer coffee blends.
This audio press release is an original broadcast provided by Network Newswire, a multifaceted financial news and publishing company delivering a new generation of corporate communication solutions, including news aggregation and syndication, social communication, and enhanced news release services. Network Newswire may receive payments for corporate communications, as well as various press releases and social media solutions provided to its clients. You should assume that officers and directors of Network Newswire or financial analysts mentioned hold a position in and may intend to trade these securities for their own accounts. This audio press release is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell securities. Information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be, nor should it be construed as investment advice. As in all investments, an investment in the featured company carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or licensed stock broker. This audio press release by Network Newswire does not purport to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used and statements of fact have been obtained from the featured company and other sources, but not verified nor guaranteed by Network Newswire as to completeness or accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please read our entire disclaimers and disclosures at networknewswire.com.